The right-of-centre Civic Democrats enjoyed wide success in municipal elections at the weekend, coming first in many of the country's major cities and towns. But nowhere was their success more pronounced than in the Czech capital, where the party, led here by Mayor Pavel Bem, clinched an unprecedented 54% of the vote. The result gives the Civic Democrats an outright majority, 42 of a possible 70 seats, on the assembly that elects the mayor and the city council. The result means that after an eight-year-long coalition with the leftist Social Democrats, the centre-right party is now likely to govern alone. Jan Wellinger has details.
For the mayor, Pavel Bem last weekend was nothing if not a triumph, his party dominating in Prague municipal elections. But now the more difficult work begins. As it stands, the Civic Democrats have to decide whether to govern alone or to opt for some form of a coalition, one that would negotiate on everything from lowering crime to improving transit in the Czech capital. Mr. Bem has already indicated he'll prefer an all-Civic Democrat municipal government, which he suggested would be both strong as well as transparent. But that doesn't mean he's ruled out other options. On Monday, he spoke to Czech radio.
Považuji za důležité, abychom si prošli tím kolečkem. Považuji za podstatné, abychom se bavili s potenciálními.
I think it's important for us to meet with potential coalition partners and discuss issues and priorities, even if in the end we end up governing alone. It's important to find common ground on issues, given the fact that we'll soon be faced with a number of unpopular decisions. For example, how to regulate the number of cars in the city centre, introducing tolls.
Regulace automobilové dopravy v centru, zavedení mýtného.
Potential partners on the city council could include the European Democrats, who until recently enjoyed strong representation at City Hall but fared poorly in the weekend's elections, retaining just 4 of a previous 15 seats. Traditionally, the European Democrats and Mr. Bem's party have been close on issues including road policy and improvements to the city's police force. Other potential partners could be the Greens, although they have limited experience. This much at least seems certain. It's the end of the fairly successful 8-year coalition with the Social Democrats, now slated to be in the opposition. Civic Democratic Party head and acting Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has recommended that wherever possible, his party not form coalitions with the Social Democrats on local governments. The reason apparently that at the national level, each party has been vying for even the slimmest advantage since parliamentary elections ended in stalemate in June. It seems a fair assessment that Mr. Topolánek is now aiming not only to capitalize on the Social Democrats' weaker showing, but also to undermine the position of its leader, Jiří Paroubek. The two men, to put it mildly, do not exactly see eye to eye. On the other hand, it's very likely that at least in some towns, the Civic and Social Democrats will form coalitions, namely where it's advantageous for them to do so. The East Moravian city of Ostrava can serve as an example. There, the Civic Democrats have been recommended to reach agreement with the Social Democrats, rather than risk being sidestepped by the latter, forming a coalition with the Communists.